Center. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. Have about 12 minutes left in the program. Any questions, comments, 785-537-1350. Still here with Teresa Landis, the co-vice president for programs for the American Association of University Women, the local chapter here in Manhattan. And we're talking about International Women's Day that will be in Manhattan on March 8th. And just quite the event, Teresa. Just so many different speakers, different themes, different issues that everyone will go over. And earlier, when you first came on that first segment with us, you mentioned that immigration is the main topic. And I was, as I said then, it was kind of that's not what I expected you to say. And I think the main reason I felt that way is just because when it comes to immigration, that topic of immigration that's widely discussed out of Washington, widely discussed in all different sorts of national news outlets, it always seems like the voices discussing this issue are very male-dominated when it comes to the immigration issue.
I think that's a lot of what people see. And, you know, as we were saying, it's not really, women talking about it is not really what you see in the public eye.
Right.
Legislature, mainly, predominantly male. So it's important to bring women's voices to the table, and not just women, but women of different nationalities, women that have different cultures. It's interesting when you talk to international women to learn, why did they come to the U.S.? You know, most people come here to try to make a better life for themselves. That's why my ancestors came. And so it's interesting to know, what is it that they left behind? Why did they need to come here? How do they stay in touch with what they left behind? And as Americans here, I think we need to embrace the things that they bring with them that are a part of their rich history, their rich culture, so that we can be more in tune with their needs, so that we can, you know, live, coexist better together.
And immigration's always been a hot topic. We sometimes think that a lot of these issues that we talk about, especially these national issues that get debated, we act like they're new issues, but most of the time they're not. The topic of immigration has been widely contested since the beginning, the beginning of the country. But ultimately, what's usually played out is that ultimately people have agreed that this is a country, like you said, that welcomes people wanting to better their lives. And it seems like no matter your political affiliation, gender, everybody seems to agree on that.
Right. And, you know, that was some of the basis of the country here. So, and that's great. I think that it's great that we can offer other good opportunities for people who come here. International Women's Day is just a good time to recognize that and to hear voices from different countries and to hear different experiences from our own. We're very fortunate here in Manhattan because it's a smaller community, but still there are a lot of different people in it from a lot of different nations. I believe I've heard that in the U.S. school district, or in the school district here in Manhattan, you know, there were probably more than two or three dozen languages that are spoken. And that's very unusual, I think, for a town of our size. But with the university, too, I know that brings a lot of that. And for people who don't have an opportunity to work with international people, I work at the university, so I do have the opportunity to do that, which I really enjoy. But I think that this is an avenue for them to get in touch with people who are different than themselves. Sometimes when you just listen to the mass media, it's easier to focus on what they want you to focus on. But it still comes down to the human touch. As you said, we can all be on Facebook and voice our opinions, and that's what we're all about here in America. But we still need to be able to work with each other to touch each other's lives in positive ways. And so we're hopeful that this is an avenue that will bring people closer together and to help us celebrate International Women.
Brady Bowman here with Teresa Landis, the co-vice president for programs for the American Association of University Women, talking about International Women's Day on March 8th here in Manhattan. And Teresa, when it comes to these issues, When it comes to the viewpoint of women on these issues, what is it that women add to the conversation that's often missing from these conversations?
Well, you know, they bring the focus kind of maybe more. I don't want to say exactly the home side, but it's just a different view because women look at people and things differently than men do. There's always going to be that difference in gender, and we need that. And you need to have both sides because we need to have a balance. And without having all sides there, it's hard to have that balance and make the correct choices and understand and be empathetic with the people that you're working with.
Going to be talking, immigration, STEM education, and that's something that locally we hear a lot from all of the school districts that we talk to. Everybody has just glowing remarks anytime you mention STEM programs in the area.
Right, absolutely. And STEM education support is one of the things that AAUW does. It does it on a national level, but on a local level, we support local middle school or elementary girls to go to STEM camps during the summer, and that's one thing that we've done for a number of years. We started off by supporting girls going to the Cosmosphere camp in Hutchinson, which it was really great to see them come back and talk with our group. You know, they would say, I was the paymaster load and this was my responsibility. And it was just anytime that you can open people's minds and open their eyes and bring more opportunities to them, that's a great thing to be able to do. So we're really happy that we can provide those opportunities.
Does it feel like with all the struggles that are probably going to be talked about during International Women's Day, is there also that feeling of enthusiasm and hope when you're seeing just everywhere you're seeing women in STEM programs, you're seeing just even women in pop culture? You know, like Wonder Woman's was one of the biggest movies, and a women's superhero that was, you know, strong and not just an attractive person to look at, but just somebody with strong will and good moral code. Are you seeing like a lot of hope with that as far as the way women are being portrayed?
I do see a lot of hope with that. And, I see that as hope for generations to come. I think I know that Hillary Clinton said not too long ago that gender parity is one of the great unfinished businesses of the 21st century. And so I can see that as something, you know, that we're still working towards. We've been working towards it for, 100 years. But there are a lot of things that have improved over that time period. And we've still got some work to do, but there are a lot of things to celebrate.
And kind of going off that just a little bit, going pop culture, you know, it's been well documented on this program, and I'm a big comic book nerd. But
I like Marvel Comics too.
There you go. Come on, come on this program anytime you like.
Okay, great.
But talking about the Wonder Woman movie, about portraying strong women in pop culture, but even the recent Black Panther movie, it gets a lot of attention in press for its strong portrayal of African Americans, but it also has a strong portrayal of women in that movie as well.
Yes, I've just seen the trailer on it, so I haven't seen the movie yet, but I do plan on seeing it. But it's a great way to see women being portrayed differently and more on an equal footing.
Again, Brady Bowman here with Teresa Landis, the co-vice president for programs for American Association of University Women, talking about International Women's Day. That will be March 8th here in Manhattan. You'll have a lot of speakers that live and work here in Manhattan that are all very successful in their careers, have international backgrounds that are going to speak. Just got a couple minutes. Anything I'm missing or anything you want to get to real quick?
I might talk a little bit about our local branch.
Yeah.
We meet monthly. We have programs that are of interest to women and to other people. We do a lot of mission-based programming. Our main mission of AAUW is advocacy and education for women and girls. So we meet on a monthly basis. Our next meeting is coming up on April the 9th, and our speaker is going to be Dr. Amanda Galkey, who is an assistant professor of economics at K-State. And this is another topic that is of vital interest to people today, particularly women. She's going to talk about the dynamics of student loan repayment. And I know that that's going to be an interesting topic for us. And we meet at the First Congregational Church, and there is a dinner ahead of that. We have a Facebook page, so people can follow us on Facebook. And then we also have a website, which is Manhattan, Kansas, AAUW.
You mentioned that student loan repayment. I got shivers when you when you said that. You got to give me a warning when you're going to say something like that.
That resonates with a lot of people.
and just real quick, just got maybe a minute and a half left, but just real quick, another thing I see on the general overview is case support and supporting challenges to sexual discrimination in higher education, the workplace, Title IX. That's something that we've been hearing a lot about the last few years.
It is, and that is a program that AAUW has been involved in for a number of years, and they will take on specific cases that they feel will make groundbreaking changes to support. So they do that on a national level, and they have had some very good success with it.
And again, just real quick, if you just want to inform people if they want to get involved with International Women's Day or your organization, how do they do that?
I would say the best way to do that is to just send us an email. Again, it's manhattankSAUW@gmail.com. Let us know what your interests are, and we will get in touch with you. Our International Women's Day celebration is going to be Thursday, March the 8th, 6 o'clock with a dinner, 7 o'clock with the public forum at the Holiday Inn. Everyone's welcome.
All right. Very good. Thanks so much for coming in. Enjoy the nice weather.
All right.
Should
thank
be a little
you.
Bit better today. It's Teresa Landis, co-vice president for programs for American Association of University Women. Also, thanks to our Pot County officials for coming in. If you missed any of this In Focus today, go online, newsradiokman.com. Click On Demand, and you can get all caught up. That should be posted here in just a little bit. So thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.